Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Dawn Grant bringing you your 15 minutes of inspiration today. I hope that everybody had a really great get together for Thanksgiving holiday. I kind of learned it doesn't seem to matter what culture you're from. It's a really great day to have an excuse to come together and be grateful and experience some of the things that we probably take for granted most of the time. And family is one of those things that it's really easy to take it for granted. And then it's also really easy to step back and appreciate it and to realize that it doesn't seem to matter what quirks everybody has or what issues they seem to bring to the table. And on days like that, we seem to be able to just be glad that we're able to come together. Talked to a lot of people that said that this holiday was one of the best family get-togethers that they've had. And you can't help but wonder if it's not part of the way that the world is right now and the economy and how people are starting to appreciate those simpler things in life. So, like my friend and I decided this morning, maybe we need to look at doing something like that once a month. You know, why wait till once a year to have these get-togethers? It's so simple. It's just, it's food and it's family and it's taking time out of your day to just stop everything else and come together. I watched as people came and went from the houses around me and the smile on the faces of those that were waiting for them or coming out to greet them at the car. They were bringing in maybe a plate of food. How easy is that? We're all eating anyways. We're all going to have dinner, hopefully, anyways. So why not do it together? Why not take that time regularly to see each other and to feel appreciative? So I know my family's done that off and on. We've taken time before where about once a month we'd get together. And it was a good thing. So I just might suggest doing it again. But the quote today is by Robert Half. And I like this one because it just says so much of what I see regularly working with people. But the quote is, there is something that is much more scarce, something rarer than ability, and it is the ability to recognize ability. And it's a really sad thing when you realize that most people are talking poorly about themselves. They're seeing their flaws, or they're seeing their character defects more often than they see what they're good at. It's the strangest phenomenon that our society just tends to focus on what's wrong. You know, what's wrong with ourselves? What's wrong with others? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the environment? What's wrong with the society? And you got to wonder, why did we ever start this vicious cycle? Why is it that we feel like we're being conceited or arrogant if we're talking good about ourselves? When you're taught from a really young age to keep the good statements about yourself on the down low, you know, don't talk about that too much. Or, how about if you just were raised in a home that they didn't even talk about the positives? They didn't talk about abilities. They talked about what you're always doing wrong. And what ends up happening is We grow up speaking in that same way. So it's very rare that somebody has broken away from that to the point where they can see the good in themselves, where they can see their ability. So, as I observe people, and I observe people a lot, anybody that's close to me in my life knows that I'm always observing. And I observe people just like I can observe anything else in the world. The way that one house looks different from the other. There's so many details in the slope of the roof and the tiles and one story or two story or how many windows it has and how a person's chosen to decorate it and whether it's carpet or tile. I mean, you could go on and on. And to me, those are just matter of facts. Like, you can speak from observation of those things. And I can observe people and see some specific things about each of them. And some of those things are their abilities. It's being able to see that everybody, but it's much more clear to see in some people what their talent is, what their passion is, what their interest seems to lean towards. And that's what their ability is. We have abilities in certain areas that are stronger than, you know, the five closest people that you know. Five family members, maybe. You could think about them and think about yourself and think of what abilities do I have that are different from theirs. What interests do I have that are different from theirs? What passions do I have that are different from theirs? But beyond just looking at it like something you're passionate about or a specific ability that you have, let me look at this quote in a different way. The quote being, there is something that is much more scarce, something rarer than ability, and it is the ability to recognize ability. Not just believing in yourself. Isn't that recognizing ability? Not just simply realizing that you can do something. And it's a matter of deciding that you can do it. It's a matter of recognizing that within you is an I can do this, which is recognizing your ability. We're all able to do many, many things. Even somebody that you would think is not able to do something, they astound us every day. Videos on the internet of a guy that has no arms and he plays the guitar with his toes and he plays it really well. I know of people who have climbed mountains but don't have arms and legs. And it's a matter then of whether or not they recognize their ability, whether or not they have the thoughts and perceptions that I can do this versus the I can't do this. It's the I do have the ability versus I don't have the ability. So what have you been telling yourself, I'm not able to do? I remember somebody a few years ago telling me, I can't do that. I'm not able to do that. And it wasn't something that was beyond their means. It was a choice that they were making. And I kept trying to point out to this person, it's not a matter of not being able to do that. It's a matter of choosing that that's not important enough for you to try to do. It's a matter of choosing that you don't want to put the effort into making that happen. It's choosing that it's not important enough for me to put some time and energy into it. So the next time you hear yourself saying, I'm not able to do that, you should probably really stop and think, is it really that I don't have the ability? Or is it that I don't choose for that to be important in my life? Because I would say that you are able and you have the ability to do whatever you put your mind to. It's a matter of overcoming whatever misconceptions that have been planted in your brain, whether it's from you or somebody else, whether it's your upbringing, your nurturing, the people that you surround yourself with, or your own thoughts. But it's you recognizing that it's time to end some of those old cycles and those old ways of perceiving and thinking. It's time to change those rose-colored glasses or the lens that you view the life, view your life through. And to put on that lens of, I can do this. I have the ability to recognize my ability. I am able to recognize that I am able. I am able to recognize that I can do whatever I decide to do, whatever I put my mind to. And obviously, as I've already said, the more interest you have in whatever it is that you're deciding to do, the more passion and interest and ability then that you'll have in carrying it through and making sure that it happens. So you want to weigh it. You want to see, is this truly something that I desire? Is it important to me? And if so, then definitely don't stop yourself by thinking I can't do it. You have the ability to recognize that you are able. So start filtering that word. Check when you're saying it. And start saying I can. And have an amazing week. You can tune in next week.